ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनुभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मायां ददाति स्वपदन्तिकम् नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमाते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशधारिणे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे I don't know whether I'm supposed to be in Dallas or Houston or Govardhan. I think I'm in Govardhan. But it's been very overwhelming to hear, you know, so many expressions of appreciation. Maybe 10 days ago, I was discussing with His Holiness Ratutvaja Swami the phenomenon of people or devotees getting from me things which I can't take the credit for. And I related an exchange I had with Badahari Das, who sings beautiful kirtan. For some time I would facilitate japa retreats, and quite often, whenever possible, we would have Badahari Das come and lead kirtan in the evening, because that was the program, that in the evening there would be kirtan. And sometimes, so I was asking him, like, what he thinks when he leads kirtan, and he said he just tries to focus on the holy name and he doesn't really think about anything else. And he said sometimes he'll lead kirtan and people will really start to dance very enthusiastically and wildly. But he's not aware of it. And then he said, sometimes people will ask him, that was really fantastic what you did. Can you do that again? And Badahari Das would think, I don't know if he would say it, but he would definitely think, well, I didn't do it in the first place, so how can I do it again? And so I related that to our situation, in which sometimes, I guess you could say, things happen, and I guess we're a part of it, but it's way beyond us individually. But it's I mean, when I, yeah, it's just, I mean, the whole process is quite amazing. How, yeah, Srila Prabhupada came and inspired these, you know, mainly young boys and girls to join him. That was an interesting exchange in Ocean of Mercy, the book Ocean of Mercy, in which His Holiness Bhakti True Swami said that, you know, that the devotees who had come to support Srila Prabhupada, they had like an eternal relationship with him, or they were sent by his Guru Maharaj, by Srila Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj to help him, or by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to help him. And I've also heard some God brothers, His Holiness Indradumya Swami, he's also expressed a similar thought that we must have eternal relationships with Srila Prabhupada. Otherwise, how is it possible that from such an early stage we became so dedicated to him and just naturally dedicated? But on, you know, my you know, thinking of my birthday, my birth in Chicago, I was reminded I was born in Chicago. It doesn't seem to be very auspicious or special or divine. So it's easier in a way to think of myself as just like a fallen soul who was, you know, floundering in the ocean of material existence and who was, you know, picked up by Srila Prabhupada. Because yeah, there's really, really seems like that and feels like that, and I believe that to be the case. But Srila Prabhupada's mercy is such that he can really infuse people with devotion. And, you know, engage them in ways beyond their ordinary capacity. The things that the early devotees did to spread the movement are inconceivable. I mean, when we think about how Srila Prabhupada would just send devotees out to different cities, different countries, different continents, and he also made it sound very simple, and he himself set the example, and he said, you just go and do what I did. You sit down in a park and you chant Hare Krishna. And when people come to see who is this crazy fellow and what is he doing, then you tell them about the Bhagavad Gita. You know, over these days I've heard different stories about His Holiness Tamalkrishna Goswami, how things began in Dallas, or how things began in Houston, and he began with very sort of meager support, and then Krishna sent help, Srila Prabhupada sent help, hearing the history here. I really got a lot of this from Arjun Krishna Das, because he really just saw the whole thing so clearly, how it started, you know, in a very simple way, in a very meager way, and then, you know, devotees came from Tennessee, and then Gurudev got people to come from here and there, and he just like organized them, and then pretty soon everything was like exploding. And both things really impressed me. One was how Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami made things happen, and that was like very impressive. But I found it equally impressive how he began with so little and he persevered with so little until things did change. And fortunately, maybe 2 days ago, Rupanuga Prabhu was giving class, and that particular day I felt extremely desperate for Srila Gurudev's mercy, and I sort of got this intuition that, you know, after Guru Puja I should go to his samadhi and just chant at his samadhi. So I was chanting at his samadhi and circumambulating, and you know, it was very powerful. It was subtle, but it was very powerful. And then Arjun Krishna came, you know, to do the offering, and so the door to the samadhi was open. And, you know, I went up, and the class was playing on the radio in the samadhi. And Rupanuga Prabhu was giving the class. And, you know, it was a very fascinating class about a lot of the struggles, you know, in the early days. And some of the struggles were not just getting help from outside, but a lot of the struggles were getting the devotees to behave properly with each other. You know, there's like I've heard quite some amazing stories these last few days of the fighting that went on among devotees. So anyway, so afterwards I came in the temple room, and you know, there's like ambient noise outside, so there was one thing that Rupanuga Prabhu said that I missed, and it sounded very interesting. So I said I was listening to you on the radio, and then there was something, I couldn't quite catch it, something about, anyway, he knew what it was, something about garbage. And he said that Srila Gurudev had said that when the devotees come, they bring their garbage cans with them, and then they dump all their garbage on me. So, but then Rupanuga started to reflect on, like, what Gurudev actually dealt with, and how he would, you know, listen to all the devotees' complaints or problems or whatever, and just, you know, try to help them. And then he just commented, and with deep emotion, you know, how kind Gurudev was. So I've especially on this visit, I've really gotten a sense both how Gurudev brought together various elements and made, you know, very successful projects, but also how much he struggled in the earlier stages to work with what he had, you know, with what Krishna sent him, and then gradually build upon that. So, yeah, but whatever the situation is, we should never think that we've reached where we're supposed to be, because we haven't. You know, wherever we are now, we should know we're meant to be a lot further than we are. And we should be ready to take on, you know, whatever challenges we have to, you know, perform whatever austerities we have to. And those austerities can take different shapes, you know. They may be physical austerities, but they may be emotional austerities. Just do what we have to do to move things forward. And you know, and if we think, Anuttama Prabhu, we were very fortunate to have Anuttama Prabhu with us in Houston during most of my stay. And so he was commenting on the temple there. And, you know, he was saying that, okay, we've opened the temple, but that's just the beginning. I mean, we shouldn't think, okay, you know, I built the temple, so my family, my forefathers, you know, so many of these generations, they have all the punya now from the opening of the temple, and I'm okay, and they're okay, and everything's okay. And so now we can relax. But he was saying, no, the temple is open means that's just the beginning. Now we have to use the temple to preach Krishna consciousness, to spread Krishna consciousness. So whatever the milestone is, it's just a step on the way to the next step. It's not the end. It's not that we've ever reached where we're meant to be, but we've reached a point that's a milestone, but then we have to go many more miles. So, but I definitely do feel very much Gurudev's presence here. And I was also feeling, I guess, sort of like Ananda Leela, that, you know, I was also eager, like, to go to Govardhan, and, you know, because of this writing project mainly, I felt it's not going to really work. I mean, I consulted many God brothers, and it was a nice idea, like, go to Vrindavan and write, but they felt it's not going to be very easy to actually write in Vrindavan. So they suggested, you know, you have everything in Santa Barbara, just go to Santa Barbara and write. But I was also thinking, well, what about Govardhan? You know, okay, I'm in Santa Barbara, and okay, maybe according to some dream, there's something sacred about the rocks in Santa Barbara, but what about Govardhan? What about Govardhan? And then I saw all this and I thought, well, this is Govardhan. You know, they, by the mercy of these devotees, I'm in Govardhan. And the whole, the Govardhan backdrop on the altar that it's all Govardhan. And Govardhan is very special. Of course, that name, when Srila Prabhupada initiated me by mail, so he's, you know, I got the letter, you know, your name, there was more to it, but then he said, you know, your name is Giriraj Das. Giriraj is a name for the Govardhan Mountain where Krishna used to tend his cows. And sometimes devotees take a stone from Govardhan and worship it as a representation of Krishna. And so, and that thing, it's true. Our, you know, to our knowledge, that means that the Teton family, we were the only Tetons in the world, or at least in North America. So it was a matter of pride, and then like the Grand Tetons, and it was like one of those conceptions that I brought with me when I came to Krishna consciousness. So I still had that sort of residual attachment. And then yeah, I got that letter, you know, Giriraj is a name for the Govardhan Mountain where Krishna used to tend his cows. And I thought, like, wow, you know, I was like so attached to my mountain name. Prabhupada gave me a better mountain name. And now, but then of course there was one program we had somewhere in North India, I don't remember exactly where. We were at this man's house, and the man kept, he was like very enthusiastic, and he's like referring to me as Giriraj, Giriraj, you know. And Prabhupada sort of admonished the man. He's not Giriraj, he's Giriraj Das. So, Das, Anudas. So, yeah. But Govardhan Hill, yeah, Haridasa Varya, the gopis themselves say he's the best servant of Lord Hari. And a beautiful verse, I mean, and our acharyas have written very beautiful commentaries on it. But one word in the verse is pramodaha, which means exceedingly pleased or happy. The Govardhan, he renders service to Radha and Krishna and their associates, but pramodaha, with great pleasure. And he gives his body to them. You know, they walk on him. Like sometimes when we have false ego, you know, we don't want people to walk on us. Or our friend will say, you know, you can't let that person walk all over you like that. But Govardhan Hill, they walk all over him. But Pramodaha, he takes pleasure in it. He takes pleasure in being walked all over by them. And so when the servant takes pleasure in the service, that gives the master more pleasure. And then when the master feels more pleasure, then that makes the servant feel more pleasure. And then when the servant feels more pleasure, the master feels more pleasure. And so that's really the reciprocation of service and love. You know, if someone renders the service begrudgingly, I mean, it's sort of okay, I guess, as a matter of duty, you do it even if you don't want to. But when they do it with pleasure, then that gives the master pleasure. So I think that's one one lesson we can learn from Govardhan Hill, how to take pleasure in serving the Master. And yeah, Srila Prabhupada said that Govardhan Hill, in the Krishna book, which is like it's a summary study of the 10th canto, that Govardhan Hill knew the secret of how to please Krishna by giving pleasure to Krishna's devotees, the cowherd boys and the cows. So we also, you know, the more we're like dasa, das, das, anudas, the more we're at the end of the chain, the more we give pleasure. And I think of this one exchange that I heard from, I can't remember his name, but they call him AK-47. Arjun Krishna, that's it. Arjun Krishna. So, yes, Arjun Krishna, and you can correct me if I'm not telling it exactly right, but he approached Srila Gurudev, and he said, you know, I'm doing service and I'm chanting and I'm doing so many things, but I feel I want to make advancement faster. You know, what can I do to accelerate my advancement? And Srila Gurudev replied that if you serve Krishna, the spiritual master will be pleased. And if you serve the spiritual master, Krishna will be pleased. But if you serve the Vaishnavas, both Krishna and the spiritual master will be pleased. So that's really the secret, to be like das, anudas, 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 anudas. And then everyone up the chain, and the lower you are on the chain, that means the more people there are above you on the chain, which is good. And they're all pleased. So, yeah, so I'm extremely grateful for this opportunity to serve all of you and serve your servants, serve your dogs. And I pray to continue eternally. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Gurudev ki jai. Yeah.